I'm based in Dublin now for the year, and I'll miss Donegal. Obviously, you know, I'm from Bundoran and teaching Ballyshannon, but I'll be based in Dublin for the year. But it means I'll be able to get to Croke Park handier for the All-Ireland final, obviously, and the semi-final and the quarter-final when Donegal are there.
The Croke Park agreement is in place, but we hear day and daily from various ministers that they want to renegotiate, they want to relook at it. And one of the most vociferous in that respect is Rory Quinn, your own minister. Does that worry you going into the weeks and months to come?
Well, I think he's been a bit preemptive now at this stage, starting to talk about and Croke Park too. First of all, there's still a long way to go till the end of the present one. There will be two more probably austerity budgets before the present agreement runs out. And I can tell you one thing, we'd like to see what's in those budgets before we consider any negotiations. Things are hard enough for teachers, right? The minister going on too often like this.
Now, he has been in Donegal on a number of occasions recently. He has seen schools and he's been briefed on the specific challenges facing communities. Does that give you any hope from a local sense that the minister perhaps is beginning to get an understanding of life in Donegal and, by extension, life in rural Ireland?
No, it doesn't really. I don't find him, you know, consulting actually the people of the coalface in the schools. I mean, I know he was down at Finn College. I wonder how many classrooms did he go into and class situation has he gone into. He accused us actually of convention that we didn't realise how serious the financial crisis was. And teachers are the very, very profession that meet the effects of the crisis every day in the classroom.